Hazrat answered the phone. So he's telling Qari Sahib that no, Dawood is also here. And then Qari Sahib told him, no, I phoned for some nasihat. So he said, well, he also asked for nasihat, you too asked for nasihat. So I'm giving the both of you nasihat. So you listen on the phone and he listen here in person. So he said that generally, now you are involved in public works. Public work. Now in Ramadan Sharif also, now there will be more programs than out of Ramadan Sharif. And normally also now you either madrasa teaching or this, that. He said, but take out time in your day, in your 24 hour, you must take out some time where you sit in seclusion. Sit in seclusion and make ibadat. Personal ibadat in seclusion. All the collective ibadat, that is different. That is there in its place. It is needed. There is a need for it. But then you must take out some time and sit in seclusion. The person now sits and he's just him and he's Allah. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. And the person says, oh Allah, now all desires, everything else has left me. Now I have got khalwat, khalwat. Now I'm just me and you, we are alone. You come into my heart. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, when he was sick, so what he dua he made to Allah. Now he was so sick, he was left in one corner of the town. Everybody had deserted him, illa his wife. So he made dua to Allah. He said, Ya Allah, when you had given me wealth, you had given me wives, you had given me children, you had given me farms, everything you had blessed me with. So that time I was making shukar unto you. Despite me having a nice warm bed, I was still staying awake for tahajjud, engaging in tahajjud salah. No traveler would go past, and if he is hungry, he won't pass my house. He'll make sure he'll eat. Nobody around where I'm living was left unclothed. In other words, he used his wealth also in the right way. He said, but now, O Allah, that you have taken all this thing away, so now you have cleared the way between me and you. I got no fikr for anything now. I don't have to worry about the farm. I don't have to worry about the animals. Don't have to worry about the children. Don't have to worry about the wives. Don't have to worry about anything. Now the only fikr I got is you. Now it's just me and you. So this is that solitude that the person must yearn for. That tahajjud time, alone, make dua to Allah, shed those tears out of fear for Allah Pak, out of muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being instructed to do this. This is why we find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his tahajjud salah. In his old age, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reading 8 rakats tahajjud salah. Thereafter he is still reading his witr salah. Long rakats, long sajdas, so long sajdas. One day one sahabi, he goes with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into one bagh, into one orchard. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes into sajda. So long Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in sajda, this sahabi thinks Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. What happens on that Shab-e-Barat night? Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala anha is there. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is gone in sajda. So long he is in sajda, so long he is in sajda. She thinks Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is gone. So many duas Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make in the sajda. So many different duas on the Shab-e-Barat night also. Different duas. And the different azkar that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make in the sajda. And if you just contemplate on those azkar, one in ruku, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read, Allahumma laka raka'atu, wa Allah, I have made ruku for you, wa bika amantu, wa laka aslamtu, khash'a sam'i wa basari wa makhi wa azmi wa asabi lillahi rabbil alamin. That way we can go now into the detail of everything, but in other words he is saying, every part of my body is in ruku for you, O my Allah. Every part of my body is submitting for you. in sajda, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, Allahumma laka sajadtu wa bika amantu wa laka aslamtu. Sajada lillah, sajada lillah alladhi khalaqahu, alladhi khalaqa sam'ahu wa basarahu. It's not coming. Allahumma laka sajadtu wa bika amantu wa laka aslamtu. Khash'a sam'i, khash'a sam'i wa basari wa makhi wa azmi lillahi rabbil alameen. Different duas in when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came up from ruku. Now we just read Allahumma rabbana laka alhamd. There are other duas. Mil as-samawat, mil al-ard, mil ama baynahuma min shayin ba'd. Hamdan, kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to keep his mubarak tongue wet in the remembrance of Allah Pak. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart was so attached to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sleep would not break his wuzu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sleep would not break his wuzu. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although his eyes were closed, his Mubarak heart never went to sleep. His heart was awake. His heart was in the remembrance of Allah Rabbul Izzat. All the time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the deathbed also, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the marz-e wafat. In the midst of all the pangs of maut and everything, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى. So this was, there is one incident. The nephew of Ma Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, so he spends a night in the room of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma Maymuna radiallahu anha was his khala. So he spends a night there. So he is explaining. He said, now the pillow was this way. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ma Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, they are sleeping, you know, on the known. If you say, for example, now, if the pillows are here, so they are sleeping like this. And he is sleeping this side. He got his head on the corner of the pillow, he is sleeping this side. So he says, now I wanted to observe. Now our grandchildren, they come home, not mine, I haven't got still. I'm saying grandfather's grandchildren. They come home. Why they come home? Because by Nana's house there's swimming pool. Or by Dada's house there's swings outside. Or Nana and Dada, they're quite easy with the wallet, you know. The grandson go by the grandfather, I need to go cafe. Quickly something will come out. You go by his father will shout him a little bit. But the grandfather will take out quickly. Grandfathers are, in fact, when the children see what the grandfathers can do, would they, mother and father, they think, it's the same parents we grew up with. The grandchildren get away with murder. What the children were never allowed to do, the grandchildren can do. My Nana Baji, Allah Pak, keep him with sehat. But he used to never lend anyone his car. Nobody can drive his car. When I started driving, he gave me his car. All the son-in-laws, everybody, they couldn't understand, how come he gave me the car? He never let any one of them drive the car, but he gave me the car. So grandfathers, they got a soft spot for their grandchildren. So our children or nephews or nieces, they would come to visit for those reasons. That there's swimming pool there, or there's swing there, or because they can get away with the grandfather. Grandfather will take them visiting here and there, so they come for those reasons. But look at Sahaba radiallahu anhum, young Sahabi, nephew of Ma Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. He comes to spend the night. Why? He wants to observe the Salatul Layl of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wants to observe Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's night. That's why he comes. So he says, I came and I slept and I made like I'm sleeping, but I wasn't sleeping, because I wanted to see what Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is doing. So he said, Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he rested a little while, then Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wakes up, sits on his bed, rubs his eyes a little bit, then Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looks up at the sky, and Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam starts reciting that last verse of Surah Ali Imran, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layl. Now how many du'as come after that? Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reading. Then Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes there to the mashkiza, he takes water, he makes his wuzu. It's a lengthy riwayat, I'm not going into all the details. And then eventually Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes and he stands in tahajjud salah. So he says, now when Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stood in salah, so he also woke up, he also went and he made his wuzu, and he came and stood next to Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but he came and stood on the left hand side. On the left hand side. So he said, Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam caught my ear and put me on the right hand side. But these were the nights of Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That poem, that ash'ar, where that poet, he says, Ye Subhe Medina, Ye Shame Medina. What is that Subhe Medina, that Shame Medina? When the person is in Medina Sharif, how does he spend these nights? A person who has got Qadr, how does he spend his nights? How does he spend his morning in Medina Sharif? How does he spend his evening in Medina Sharif? How does he spend his night in Medina Sharif? He gets a little bit encouragement there, because the anwarat of the a'mal and the ibadat and the tears of Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the anwarat that it has generated, the person still feels it there. He still feels it there. So he also gets some tawfiq, he also gets some encouragement and some tawfiq to also try and spend his nights like that. So Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was always in the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. There's two hadith-e-qudsi. The hadith-e-qudsi I explained to you is a hadith where the words are also the words of Allah Ta'ala. The Quran Sharif is wahi, meaning it is the direct speech of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The hadith Sharif is also wahi, because وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, that Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never spoke out of his own whim. In huwa illa wahyu yuha. Everything that Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke, it is wahi. However, this wahi is an inspired wahi, and then it is related to us in the words of Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But hadith Qudsi is not Quran, but it is also the words of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hadith Qudsi. So in one hadith Qudsi, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that I am with my slave as long as he remembers me and his lips move in my remembrance. As long as my slave's lips are moving in my remembrance, I am with him. Now this doesn't mean that if a person is not in zikr, then Allah Pak is not with him. Allah Pak is everywhere. Allah Pak is with everybody. What this means is that the special attention, the special mercies of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the ma'iyyat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, now this person enjoys. Shaitan cannot interfere with him. Shaitan waits with his needle to inject waswasa. When that heart is mashghul in the zikr of Allah, shaitan cannot penetrate. When the heart goes into a ghaflat, then shaitan can penetrate. So this is one hadith of Qudsi. The other hadith of Qudsi, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, when my banda remembers me in solitude, I remember him also in solitude. And when my banda remembers me in a gathering, then I remember him in a gathering that is much greater. That means the gathering of the malaika. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala boasts to the malaika about his banda when his banda is in his remembrance. And the malaika also, they become so happy Because the malaika also, initially they had what opinion of insan? That insan is going to go in the world and is going to create bloodshed. Is going to cause problems, chaos in the world. Now when that insan, now he is in the remembrance of Allah. So how happy Allah Pak gets. The malaika also get happy. That person is written amongst the zakirin. In so many ahadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged zikr. The person must remain in the books of ahadith, whole chapters on the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and different types of zikr. In that, those of you that have been for Bukhari jalsas, so then in that last hadith sharif that is read in Bukhari sharif, that there are two sentences that are light on the tongue. They are very, very heavy on the scales, and they are very pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's correct. Then what is the alfaz? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. How easy? It's very, very tight on the tongue. Khafifatani ala al-lisan, thaqilatani fil mizan. And it is beloved, habibatani ila al-Rahman, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Then in some hadith we learn that the greatest zikr, La ilaha illallah. Then Quran Sharif recitation. So many different azkar. After Fajr Salah, Subhanallah 33 times. Alhamdulillah 33 times. Allahu Akbar 34 times. After Asr, before going to sleep. The other namazes, if we can't read 33, at least 10 times. So we must get used to making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And minimum, we should be reading at least one tasbih of third kalima, one tasbih of istighfar. Durood Sharif, at least 300 Durood Sharif we must read a day. Minimum, about 300 Durood Sharif we must read every day. While we driving up, down, walking in the shop, instead of hours and hours with the newspaper, hours and hours on the panchayat line, make some zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum.